every day, Monday through Friday, on America Out Loud Talk Radio. My name is Booker Scott. This is The Truth Be Told, and thank you so much for joining us. And as you look at society and culture, and I deal with both of those things quite a bit here on the program, just in the last couple of weeks, I've had segments on child sex trafficking. I have done, what else have we done? Oh, transgender. We do that quite often. So it's a big problem in our country. When you look at everything politically and how it all meshes together, you have to ask yourself, what is happening? Is it coming, politics coming down to the culture, or is culture going to politics? Because politically, things are a mess in this country, and so is society. And I think back to the days when I would watch the Lucy Show in black and white. Remember that? I'm not old enough to have watched it when it was a regular television show, but I saw the reruns. And I know that they slept in separate beds as husband and wife. And then we get to a Super Bowl where Janet Jackson exposes her breast and nipple. And that seems to be a problem at that time. And now here we are. It's odd to me. We have fallen so far as a society in our culture. And I'm going to bring in someone now who started a company. It's called Criado Media. He has spent his career in media and in Hollywood, in California. His name is Jason Lair. Jason, welcome to the program.
Hi, Booker. Thank you for having me on.
So culturally, we look at all of these things. You've spent a long career out west in California. And how do you make sense of everything that we see in our society? Where is entertainment now? And is there any chance in the world that we get this thing back on the rails?
I think so. And you mentioned it in your opener there, how basically culture has been, it used to be politics was downstream from culture. It's completely reversed now. So, you know, when we look at the landscape in Hollywood, it does sway, you know, in the 85 to 90 percentile, those on the left of the aisle. But for folks like us that are conservative, the opportunities are just not there because there's not the same level of funding available, or, you know, there's a lot of billionaires on the left, right,
yeah,
so to speak. But for 20 years now, trying to get fundraising for a major feature or to, you know, in our case, and I can go into that a little bit in a bit, but trying to find funding to create alternative options, if you want to call it, it's just has not been available. And I think until, and obviously it boils down to, unfortunately, the people on the conservative side don't understand the importance of storytelling and how storytelling is used to shape our culture. So if we don't have, you know, it doesn't even have to be a conservative leaning film, right? But if we don't have kind of that counterculture messaging, it's why we don't see, you know, outside of Passion of the Christ, or I'll throw Top Gun into that as well. It's kind of an Americana reboot. But until we can find, you know, those investors, that, you know, it's few and far between.
Why are investors not there on a conservative side of things in culture? And like you said, I don't even know that it has to be conservative, but it has to be wholesome Americana.
Yeah.
And why are there no investors in that space?
Well, we've been doing this for the Criado concept for probably 3 years now, in the exploration here. And I've talked to over 300 investors on this side. Many of them just donate to campaigns because it's a write-off, right? They feel that that's where their money is best spent. It's frustrating because we've got a dozen or two great film concepts that, you know, should be made, and just finding $2 to $5 million to get a, you know, small time feature or a documentary done, it's like, we don't really want to put our money into that. So it's kind of a mindset that needs to change, because there is plenty of money on the conservative side. But again, it's all dumped into politics. And, you know, even that money dumping into politics is, in my opinion, a waste of money. because that's a cyclical investment every 2 to 4 years. It's really not moving our country or our culture forward.
And even on the political side, when you consider the money, it's not pulled together. Resources, organization is not pulled together on the right like it is on the left. And I think in some ways, when it comes to entertainment, that we also don't think with our ideology when it comes to that. And correct. It seems like the ideology of the left are the ones that are already in place in the entertainment industry. And because of that, we see the films that we do, we hear the music that we do. And how do we break through it? Have you given it thought?
Oh yeah. I mean, that's something that we're talking about every day, every week. And, you know, amongst the conservative friends in Hollywood, we're not giving up. There's a major problem in just to touch on what we were just covering. So you've got the conservative media outlets now delving into filmmaking. Daily Wire's done some. Breitbart did a film.
Daily Caller does documentaries. I actually screen them for them and then write reviews for them every once in a while.
But they're delivered into echo chambers.
Yes, right? They are. So, absolutely.
So when you come out with a film like My Son Hunter, is anybody on the left going to see that? Or anybody in the middle can even watch that? No. So when they come from the predication of right versus left, this ties into what we were just talking about. It will continue to be in that little echo chamber, just as Christian films are.
Yeah.
Right. Hollywood will allow Christian films to be made. They just put them in a little box down in the corner, put no marketing money behind them. And, you know, until like The Chosen and that whole, you know, series of films came out, which had to really crowdfund until they could raise bigger money. You know, it's few and far between. It's just a mindset shift, right? Because we're not giving up because I mean, we have 330 million, people in America. There's probably, last estimate, whether they're still practicing or not, there's 180 million Christians in this country, allegedly, right?
Yeah.
So the majority of the audience that's out there is not getting what they want to see anyway. So it's like, it's going to take some visionary, and thankfully we've had small investors, not major investors, which I'll talk about in a second as to why. I mean, you have to see into the future and to kind of, take a chance on because ultimately we're not going to fix the country with more politics. We've got to fix the country by focusing on culture, mm-hmm. which will then put politics back in its rightful place downstream, right?
And I agree with that. And the question becomes, how do we do that? And I think another question that comes from what you just said is, when you look at the films, the music industry, and how has that even affected and changed the way people practice Christianity? Because mm-hmm. it coming downstream, it affects people. And I think to get everything back on track in America, the entertainment part of it is really, really important. And I think a lot of people don't even think about it.
Correct. And entertainment used to be our escape from our daily life. Mm-hmm. Now it's all encompassed in the same political stuff that we're dealing with on a daily basis for those of us that are in tune. So, there's so many good screenwriters out there and there's so many good filmmakers out there that just need an opportunity. And then, not when you're creating your film, you're not wanting to do so in a preachy way.
Yeah. And it's not political. You don't want to be political unless it's a political film telling a story or a documentary. You want to put it out there to the world when you're creating. And yeah, I get it.
No, when you're writing too, you can write in a way that can pull verbiage and that can talk to people's hearts. Think about all the great movies that we saw, growing up, 80s, 90s, and really once we got into about 2005, everything changed. But film and entertainment, and I'll even include comedy because we need to rebirth comedy as well. But the cancel culture is kind of, it's kind of ended that for a while. But yeah, I think the bottom line is we just need to create opportunities that require fundraising to really cut into that, messaging stronghold or control that the studios, have had. There's a handful of studios that control everything written, produced, distributed, and consumed. So that's the whole Creato mission here. And we can get into that here, exactly what we're doing here in a second. But I mean, until some very visionary investors start to understand, like I said, the importance of storytelling and how that affects our culture, I mean, it's going to be a standstill.
Yeah. You know, the movie, The Five People You Meet in Heaven, which was the book by Mitch Albom. That's a great example of just a real good movie. It's not political, but it's about human beings. I use that as an example every once in a while. And I think that's a perfect example for what you're talking about. That I don't know that movie gets made today. Well, what is it? No. 15 years old. And that's the type of movie that should be made more and more. And then that affects society and culture. It makes the people think a different way than what we're coming out of the movie theater with, or with what we're listening to in our headsets and our earbuds in our ears. Let's talk a little bit about Creato Media. What's the mission? What's your plan? What do you hope to accomplish?
Creato was kind of formed sitting around with many of my industry friends, and that's not just for film. I mean, that's musician buddies, comedians. And when I would talk to my podcasting friends, we realized it's the same problem. It's the same companies that are controlling the entire system, which has really been void of freedom, both artistic freedom, monetary freedom. But the thing that we identified really was streaming and fan interaction are in two separate silos. So you do your shows, so you understand how much labor goes into, creating a podcast, and you got to distribute it on the 8 streaming platforms, and then you got to go over to social and update your IG or your X in Facebook, if you have Facebook, right? So identifying that the major disconnect is, between not only giving artists opportunity, but to allow them to self-distribute directly to an engaged audience of paying fans. So what we've created is kind of a fusing of streaming and social media into one platform. So we're taking a different, model that is not reliant on, I don't know, your audience may understand, but Spotify for a musician pays a mere 0.003 cents per play. That means a million plays makes an artist about $3,000, from which they have to give about 75-80% to the label. So they're left with what, a couple hundred, $800 amongst the writers of the song. So the entire system was set up to reward the corporations, not the artists. So,
and it's the same way with podcasts, and I've said that for years. The platform is where the money is made, not by the creator.
Yeah, so we're flipping the script. So what we're doing is creating the tools and technology for artists to thrive. So, if you can imagine, that 70 to 75% cut that the studio's getting going to the actual artist. And when I say artist, I include artists as anybody who creates their own original content. I hate that term creator because it's really tied in with this influencer market, which, the influencer market's a lot of people that don't have a background in creating anything. They're just, popular on social media. Right. So to do things properly, we understood first and foremost that we can't be a conservative platform. We can govern with conservative principles in freedom and in freedom of speech and stuff, but we wanted to create the platform where all artists can thrive, right? Yeah. And let the audiences decide the winners and losers. That is not available in the market right now, and that's what Creato is in an essence building.
Jason, how can people get involved with you guys? Is there a place to go? Is there a number to call, an email, website? If someone was listening to this right now and said, I want to put some money in this, how do I back it?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. We're actually in another fundraising round right now. So we've got our design prototype done. We're looking to raise, so it's a $5 million, what we're calling a safe round. And you can visit creato.media. There's all kinds of information there. If you're an accredited investor, there's an investors tab where you can reach out to us and directly connect with us. And we'll send you the pitch deck, and you can check out the brand film on the homepage as well. And if you're not an investor, we have what we're calling a founding membership program. And that's been really successful. We've got a couple thousand people that have jumped on board with that. The founding membership program, since I mentioned, you know, we're merging streaming with social media, the entire platform is built on a social media interface. You know, you're going to have a kind of, you know, completely free, you know, opportunity to kind of build new communities the way you want and control your own algorithms in your feed. So we have the founding membership program, which gives you lifetime social media, which we're charging a couple bucks a month for. And the reason we're doing that is we're not selling your data, and we're 100% privacy protected and IP protected. So the $80 one-time founding membership will get you lifetime social media and lifetime channels subscriptions on the platform. So
Criado Media, let me boil this down real quick. It sounds like you guys are for the artist or the one that creates, not for the platform. So the majority of the money goes to people that independently want to make their living doing what they love to do and what they do.
Correct. And that's the entire focus, is creating the technology and facilitating it for the artist to thrive.
Okay.
Right? So
throw that website out again so people can get it. And Jason, I want to thank you a whole lot for coming here and explaining this and getting into the culture and society that we have to change. And again, you're one guy that's trying to do it, and I wish you much luck with it. So give that website again.
I appreciate it. Criado, Criado.media. And you can also follow us on X at Criado Media.
And Criado is spelled C-R-E-A-D-O, by the way. I'm Booker Scott, and you were told 2,000 years ago that you are the salt of the earth, and salt without flavor, it has no value. So whatever you do, keep being salty. Unleash the Political News Hour is next. Have yourself a great night.